Hey, AfterBuzzers, you're watching the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Vampire Diaries Season 8, Episode 14. It's been a hell of a ride. Join us as we break down the episode and give you our thoughts and predictions. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. Do you guys like this song?
Ahead now.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Kai doesn't like this song.
I love that he hates this song.
I know. He's going to be listening to this on repeat.
Forever.
Yes, forever. And we will get into that. But, you guys, I'm your host, Katie Campbell. You can find me on Twitter at KatieEE Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. And joining me tonight across the table, Sam Davidson.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for watching. You can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And I am, of course, in the chat as always. So keep on chatting.
And Miss Jordana Morfin.
Oh, Katie. Thanks.
Keeping it going like Tiana
every week
does.
We're like, we're basketball players.
Yeah.
We're like,
I know.
Woo-hoo. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morfin.
I really just had to throw that in there for Tiana because unfortunately she's not with us tonight. She will be back next week. But you guys can tweet her at the Tiana Hobson. And let's get into this episode, you guys.
Yes.
This has been one of my favorite episodes.
Me too.
You guys are like, this is the best. What were you guys thinking, like, as you were watching this?
I cried a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, it was weird.
You're not a crier.
I'm not a crier. Girl. And I started crying so much with the whole Stefan and Damon situation and then Caroline. Just so many emotions. And then especially since we're so close to the end, it got me this time.
I was going to say, I think I'm crying more than usual because I know the end is near.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before I watched it, it was East Coast time. People started tweeting me, being like, Sam, you are going to love this episode so much. Not going to spoil it, but hashtag Catherine. And I'm like, because I have been saying forever, I hope she comes back before Elena does, or she comes back and they both are back. But I thought that we really needed Catherine to come back to kind of wrap this all up. And I was right. And I got what I wanted. I mean, we didn't see her face. I was hoping that we at least saw her at the end. Because I really do want the writers to kind of trick us. And be like, Mina Dobrev is back as Elena, maybe the last episode. But back as Catherine or a different doppelganger before that. And I'm still not sure if that's going to happen.
I think it's happening.
Yeah, I wish we got it sooner, though.
I know.
Been even better.
Well, let's talk a little bit about... I want to start talking about Bonnie. And Bonnie and Stefan, their scenes tonight, I feel like... I was surprised that we started out right away. Like, Stefan's over there trying to apologize to her. And I, you know, she just is like, okay, whatever, I don't care. And I feel like that's rightfully so. Mm-hmm. And what did you guys feel about that apology?
I mean, if I was Bonnie, I would not forgive him that easily either. But she's so hurt right now. Like, and I think Stefan knows that. Like, he's just trying his best, but he knows it's not going to happen right away. And I don't expect her to forgive him right away. Like, the love of her life is gone because of him. Like, you know? But it's Bonnie, and you know she's going to forgive him eventually.
Oh, my God. Can I just say something that is the biggest compliment I've ever gotten here in the chat? Super Biggie K-pop said, Samdi is giving me Catherine realness with her hair.
Hey, girls. What's up?
Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you to my cousin, Brooke, who is here. You guys can't see her, but she did my hair tonight. So, yeah. I think I might, like, take on Catherine from now on, you know? I'm just going to be her.
All right. We should just call you Catherine.
But with Bonnie and Stefan, I mean, it's really hard because it's not as though this is Bonnie's first time with vampires that have their humanities turned off. Mm-hmm. And she gets it, but because it's someone she loves so much, but she still has him. And it's this weird thing. And
yeah, and she has him. And we see her close the door and he's there. And I just, you know, we talked about this a little bit last week. This whole psychic realm is very new to the show. And we're all trying to digest it. And it's like, so that's him, right? It's not like her making that in her mind. It's just like another dimension that she's jumping in, and he's there and he's not in pain. Is that what we're going with?
That's kind of what I'm getting from it. It's kind of hard just because we see that too later on with like Cade and, you know, Stefan and all of them and Bonnie. So it's just, I don't know if, like, for example, that situation, are they in another psychic dimension? So it's kind of hard to tell, because the first time when we saw her, she was like sitting on the floor,
right?
And, you know, we saw her with her eyes closed, and that's when she was seeing...
She has to get to that place inside, that anger, yeah. that moment that she felt at his death to go there to see him. So is she going to be doing that for the rest of her life?
Well, he said something to her, when you get in this state, it's easier to be in contact with me. Because at first I thought, oh, is he like a Kai? Because people can see Kai, they can touch him, and he can touch other people and do magic and bad things on them. But it's not the same thing, I realize. It's that... The only reason she can see him is because he is in a psychic dimension that she created. And, like, talk about this, obviously, later, but Kai gets in that dimension, so she can visit him whenever she wants. Not that she'll want to.
But she can just, like, hop around to all these dimensions now?
I think so.
She's in. She tapped into it?
It's her
Because that's
She created both of them. Right? The one that Kai's in as well.
Well, but I think the prison world's a little bit different than the psychic dimension that she created and put Enzo in.
And, but, like, what is that dimension like? Because at first we thought that it was awful and there was pain and suffering because of what her mom said.
Yeah.
He's in a place where there's pain and suffering and he just seems to be alone.
And he seems to be level-headed. You know, he tells her you should forgive Stefan. You know, that's the right thing to do, and he was out of his mind, and I served Cade, and I get that side of things, too, and, I mean, I'm glad in the end we saw them kind of, they're not, like, completely normal and back, you know, we're happy, I forgive you, but it's, like, a step in the right direction, because he helped her out.
Oh, with Stefan and Cade, or, I mean, and Bonnie? Whoa, what if that was a Freudian slip, and actually it's not Catherine, it's Bonnie? That is the next kind of... It's like a good devil, which is kind of the opposite of a devil. But real quick question, which is super creepy that I thought about. But what? So, in this new dimension that Bonnie has created, do you think that her and Enzo can have sex?
I don't know, because they can kiss and stuff, right?
They probably... It's just so interesting. I still don't understand, because he's physically...
Yeah.
Well, she can touch him, but he's physically not
so, like,
there,
if
right?
they're doing it, is it, like, if someone were to walk in, would they just see her, like, humping nothing?
I don't know. You know, there's, like, a loophole for everything, and I'm wondering if at one point we're going to be able to pull him out of this psychic dimension, because it's a little weird for her to just kind of just go visit him and live this, like, she's got to feel the anger to get there and to see him, and she's going to do that until the day she dies. Yeah. That's a little weird. So something's got to happen where maybe we either let him go and pass on, and maybe hell's different now. I don't know.
Hell, I mean, thing is, hell is created for bad people, but for us on this show, bad people is people kind of that we love.
Everyone has a little bit of bad in them, so...
But, you know, Kai deserves to be there.
Yeah.
Sadly, Catherine probably... You know, there's a lot of people that deserve to be in the hell, but just because you've murdered a lot of people doesn't mean you're not sorry about it now.
Yeah.
Like Stefan.
Right.
And like Damon.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about Stefan and Damon and their little journey in this episode. You know, in the beginning, we had, which I'm really glad they addressed this. The first scene was, like, Damon's dead on the floor, and it was weird because it was, like, remember we were at, I was bringing up the fact that, like, he desiccated, so, and he's not serving Cade, so he's not, you know, gonna come back again, but Cade sent him back, right, because he wanted him to help him out with something, and he had, like, a little incentive, or would he have just died in that point?
Well, Cade has him in a in-between stage, right? There
right.
when they're talking or whatnot, so...
And he's worried about this dagger, so he's like, listen, I have something that you want, so you're gonna go get the dagger. But if that situation wasn't there, do you think Damon would have just been dead?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think in a way that Cade, a.k.a. the devil, did save Damon for his own uses and purposes. Mm-hmm. But if he wasn't there, I mean, I think Kai's purpose was to kill him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right, right. Just take Elena. Kai is out for himself. He always has been. Although he's really fun to watch. But so Damon ropes in Stefan, who's packing a bag. He's heading out of town because he just can't live with himself. And he needs to go on a journey and try to find redemption and leave all the ones he loves, you know, which I think is the worst plan because you want to be surrounded by the people that love you when you're going through some stuff.
Yeah, especially him turning into a human. Why would you want to be alone?
Yeah.
With no one?
Unprotected.
When you're feeling these emotions?
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to repent and probably go work in an orphanage. I mean, God knows what. Go to Africa, help them get water. I mean, I feel like, and be a doctor, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, I feel like, since we've seen him as a human, you know, it's just... Almost, he's almost gone. Like, this episode, he got stabbed with the knife.
I know.
I mean, if Kai really wanted to, he could have just killed him right there.
I thought he was going to. And, well, that was his plan, but mm-hmm. I was like, Stefan, don't tell him you're a human right now. He was just like, well, huh, I'm throwing that in your face. You can't siphon magic from me. Like, I'm a human, and now we can kill you. Don't tell him that information.
Well, I don't remember who asked. It was in the chat or one of us said, like, what would Klaus say if he knew Stefan was a human now? I think it was someone in the chat. We all had our own answers. But for me, the answer that Kai gave was, like, because I said I thought Klaus would be like, oh, man, you know, you're such an idiot. Like, wow. Yeah. And instead, I think we got that from Kai. And I loved his reaction mm-hmm. that he knew Stefan was human.
He was, I love how shocked he was. Yeah. But then he, you know, stabbed him and was going to kill him. Damon, you know, he helped out the situation. And are we to assume then that Kai had the dagger like in his pocket?
Wait, no, okay, so he was trying to siphon Stefan like he did Damon. Mm-hmm. I think at that point he thought Damon was dead.
Yeah.
Because he did kill him. Mm-hmm. And so I think he was just trying to do the same thing with Stefan, but mm-hmm. I guess we could assume the dagger for Cade.
The dagger was in like Stefan's, in Kai's pocket.
In Kai's pocket.
Probably. He probably didn't even think about it. Kai's like one of those, I mean, he's pretty smart, but at the same time, he's kind of like, hey, I'm doing my own thing.
He's yelping.
He's tweeting. He's yelping. He's drinking at this bar. I think that was like the last thing to cross his mind. He's like, oh, Stefan, you showed up? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And Billie Jean Girl, though, in the chat said that the better question is, what would Rebecca say if she found out that Stefan is human now?
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of people that would be shocked. What's Catherine going to say?
That scares me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I have a lot to say about Catherine, but we'll get into her later.
Yeah. So they take Kai to the armory to lock him up, and, you know, Caroline is down there with Damon instead of Stefan because she's just really upset with him. And this whole thing, okay, so Kai is locked up and he awakes and he tells Caroline too, like, there's magic in the walls, right?
Mm-hmm. So the whole armory is just like
bad place to take him.
It's full of magic, so the girls are siphoning magic without them wanting to.
Well,
so it's just,
I feel stupid and I'm like, they are stupid. Obviously there's all the magic in the armory, and they're siphons, which basically means that they absorb mm-hmm. magic.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it's the worst place for them to be.
Yeah, and they bring Kai there and lock him up. Horrible choice. Well, the boys go out and try to meet Cade, and we have two different plans here. The boys are not on the same page. Stefan wants to just kill him.
Bye.
And Damon wants to do the exchange. Mm-hmm. And I think Stefan, like, really wasn't thinking it through. Like, Stefan, if you go... I mean, he had his plan with the whole Rick thing, and he wasn't involving Damon. But why didn't he tell Damon that? Why didn't he say, like, listen, I got Rick. He's going to ring the bell. It's going to weaken him, and then I'm going to stab him. This is a good plan. He's just like, listen, this is what I have to do. And Damon sitting there saying, obviously, this is a bad plan. You're going to die. You're human now.
I just don't think... I mean, that's what I'm thinking, is that Damon is like, hey, you're going up against the devil. Like, even if you have this plan...
And
he's
you've
the freaking devil.
Like, killed almost twice by once a human.
Yeah.
And, it's like a day-week-old bread, you know? Yeah. He's not going to last. He is going...
You think Stefan's gonna die?
Because I think that's the obvious answer right now. But it's just so stupid. He keeps on putting himself in these situations and expects a different result.
Well, what if, like, he just told Damon, listen, this is what I want to do, and it's a good plan because of what Rick's doing, why wouldn't he think he should involve Damon? Well, he's just so, like, I need to do everything alone.
I think he's... Because he knows that Damon would be like, no, bro, like, I'm not gonna do this with you, especially since you're human. Like, I want to protect you. I think that's what it is. He knows that Damon won't want... Like, but he's gonna be like, you're an idiot because you're human.
But we weaken Cade. And we get to act... We see that, you know? Rick's ringing the bell, and we actually weaken him. And I think Stefan was about to kill him there if Rick didn't get that phone call.
Yeah. And before we move on, though, we did skip over a small part, which the chat is reminding us of.
Okay. Sorry.
Which was super fun. It's just, like, Kai singing karaoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
love so much.
And we will get into that again in the end, his hate and love for music, which he is just so funny.
Yeah, oh, he's hilarious, but he's so bad, but we love him so much because he's, like, the comedy of the show.
He definitely is. He really brings a laugh.
Like, he's calling Stefan Stefan and Steven the whole time. I just, why?
Stefan.
It was it's amazing, because when I first started the show, honestly, I always knew his name was Stefan.
Yeah.
But I thought, because Stefan is from Family Matters, like Steve Urkel, it was his alter ego, so I was like, Stefan. And he purposely kind of just, like, messes his name up, and I think it's the most hilarious, and it's kind of like calling out what people might have always thought, like, really, Stefan? Mm-hmm. That's not how you spell Stefan.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought it made sense. No?
I could see how some people thought Stefan, Steven, like, what is his name? And yeah. I just love that Kai kind of took it and made a big joke out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was hilarious. So I want to talk a little bit about, though, the bell and ringing all that. And Damon, you know, Cade, he was about to die. And Rick, why didn't he, like, ring the bell again?
I think
you know what I mean? Like, he's got distracted, and then he just ring it while you're on the phone. I don't know. Do something.
I think because the girls, I mean, I guess as a parent, especially knowing that someone's out, the first thing in his mind was like, oh, crap, it's probably Kai.
Right.
Need to go save my daughters. Well, and, I mean, come on. It's one of those things where it's like you're a parent. That comes first, I think. And he's probably like, Stefan, I'm sorry, but, like, my daughters are my priority,
not
you.
He's been a little mad at Stefan, too, I guess, right?
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, one of which being Caroline. Mm-hmm. And I think that Alaric still does love Caroline.
You can definitely see it. I feel like these past, like, two episodes where they've, like, interacted, you can just see, like, the love that he has for her still.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
And it's sad. I mean, if you could settle for Alaric, Jesus Christ.
I know.
I would dream of being with Alaric.
Yeah, but guys, Stefan.
I know, but you're right, Stefan. Okay.
I mean, you know what? I don't know at this point. I think if I were Caroline, I would think there's too much history, there's too much stuff that happened.
Choose yourself.
And Caroline in this episode even said she compared herself to Alina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she should maybe choose herself, in a sense?
Well,
just focus on her and
her daughters.
Because, yeah, I don't know.
I think that at the end of the day, she is settling if she stays with Alaric, which is insane.
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
I don't think it's going to happen either, but you could tell he still wants to basically have a family with her. He's always hoped that.
And I feel like that scene when they're talking.
Yeah.
Especially because they're talking and then she goes outside. It's like one of those things where he probably wasn't expecting Stefan to be outside, you know? It's kind of like he wants to build this family with her still.
Well, before we get into that, too, I want to say, when Cade was, you know, dying and Damon came into the picture and was like, listen, you got your dagger, like, you beat up Stefan, let me get Alaina and then let's leave. And Cade, of course, he never goes through with his deals, you know, he's just, he will do whatever he wants to serve himself whenever. And he, you know, he said that you get to choose Alaina or Stefan. And I thought this moment
was,
like,
you cried?
Huge moment in the episode because of all the things that Cade said.
Yeah. Not only in this episode, it's such a huge moment throughout this whole series.
Because you always think about it. Who would they choose?
Did you guys think that Damon was going to choose somebody? Who do you think he was going to choose?
You know what? I was actually, at that moment, all I was thinking was, like, please, Bonnie, just get here or something like that. I wasn't expecting, like,
him to pick
anyone, but when he picked himself, I was like, boom, this is what we needed. We see a selfless Damon come to life.
Who would you want him to choose, though? That's true. That's good. Damon, he has changed since the beginning. But who would you want him to choose if he had to choose between one of the two of them?
Honestly, I think what he did was the
best
thing. Just
the perfect choice.
Because his brother has always put him before himself, and it's like we've never seen Damon really do that with Stefan. He's always picked, like, Alaina, you know, and the fact that he picked himself is like that we needed that.
Especially when Stefan's going, you know what to do, pick her.
Yeah,
let me go.
Again, they're like, hey, brother, I'm going to choose myself. Like, I'll die for you to be with the love of your life.
But, well, and I've said this entire season because Damon has been so bad, and I'm like, there's no way I can forgive him. And, you know, he all of a sudden changed, and I'm like, okay, we're supposed to forgive him, fine, I guess I kind of will. But after he did this, that is what I needed for him to be willing to sacrifice himself for the two people he loves most in the world. I think I'm good with him now.
Me too.
Yeah. You're back on, like, the track with Damon. He's good.
Yeah, I've always loved him, but he's always been selfish, you know. It's selfish Damon. It's always been, like, Elena or him. Like, you know, every deal that he's wanted to do, everything that he's done, it's for Elena. But the fact that he did that, it was just such a moment that made me so happy.
I thought was really interesting, too, is that Cade said, listen, you know what to do, because she... coming between the two of you has just done nothing but cause destruction. And it's so funny because that's the tagline of the show, you know, choosing between two brothers. And I thought, wow, yes, I want him. Of course, I want Elena to come back. And, you know, this whole time I've always wanted her to come back. But I wanted him to choose Stefan if he had to go between the two of them.
And there's two really good comments that came up here. One is Stephanie Bulliard said, I actually thought he might have picked Stefan. Their brother's relationship has been a big theme this season, which Julie Plec has said over and over again. I thought that's who he was going to choose. Earlier, Mark Murphy said, Sam, can you explain how Damon doesn't want Stefan to die, but also wants to be with Elena right now, but for him to grow old with Elena, he has to take the cure, killing Stefan in the process.
Ooh, so would that be kind of... So if Stefan just died right here, he wouldn't be able to take the cure.
But I don't think Stefan needs to die in order for him to take the cure. And this has been my big thing about the cure the entire time. Elena had a lot of blood running through her body, which is why they hid her, because every vampire that wanted to be human again could have found her and sucked the blood out of her.
But then Stefan would age. Because Elena probably did age in that coffin. She aged, but just a couple years.
Right, I mean, she was only, like, 20... Yeah. One, maybe not even when she took the cure.
She hasn't been a vampire that long, so her aging will not really do anything like it does to our lovely people from 1864.
Yeah.
You know?
Katerina.
Yeah, well, she's from, what, the 1400s or something.
Oh, you're right, 1400s, that's right.
But Stefan, you know, would be gone if someone sucks the cure out of him, because it's supposed to just age you right away. Mm-hmm. Well, they actually win because Damon kills himself, and they go into this psychic realm, which we're still trying to wrap our heads around, and Bonnie shows up because she just had this feeling. She's like, Elena, something's wrong with Elena. I don't know. Was she feeling the anguish of the fire?
Yeah, she was. And I love that because she said to Enzo at that time, like, there are other people that I'm psychically connected to besides you. AKA that are just as important as you are.
Yeah, I'm glad we saw that just because we've seen her so stuck with this whole situation with Enzo, and it's a good... I mean, I said this last week. I was like, I'm scared that she's just going to be so sucked into this situation and, you know, just want to be with Enzo at all times.
Right.
But it was a good, like, oh my God, I really need to
get to my friend. Because it's, like, her friend or because she's linked to her?
I think it's because it's both. I mean, she feels it and she's like, that's my best friend. There's something going on, something not good, so I need to go figure it out, you know?
Well, I thought Cade was an idiot for going into the psychic realm and leaving the dagger on the floor. Like, you know Stefan's alive. He may be suffering, but why would you leave that behind?
And he might be a human, but not all humans are stupid.
Yeah, and he's been so obsessed with this dagger this whole time. He's making deals with everyone to just try to get this dagger because he's scared of it. So why would he just be like, I'll be back. I gotta go into this psychic realm real quick.
So when he's in that psychic world or whatever, he's just, like, standing there, like, right? Like, Cade is still there, but...
Well, yeah.
That's what the thing with Bonnie and Cade, I'm thinking of their physical bodies, like, on the realm that we understand as humans, that we can see. I'm like, well, where are they? What are they doing? Are they just lying on the floor dreaming? Are they actually gone?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They can't actually be gone, because how did Stefan...
So it's like his body...
His body's still there, right?
Yeah, yes. They're there, but then they're just maybe standing there staring into space or talking to themselves. We don't know. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen that side of it.
And Ivan Soto in the chat said, Cade got cocky at the end. He did, which is, like, the easiest way to die. You get a little bit too arrogant, you know, and then you're not paying attention to what you're doing.
And when we actually killed the devil, too, Stefan came in, saved the day, I felt like I was really worried when Bonnie flew back and hit her head. I was like, is she going to die right here? Are they really going to take her from us again? I was scared.
I was a little scared,
too. Here's my biggest question and concern is, now that we know that Kai is not on our team and never planned on bringing Elena back,
is it...
Because how else can she come back without Bonnie dying?
oh, are we going to lose Bon Bon?
So you think, so you're saying you think he really did tell the truth with them being linked and Bonnie has to die for Elena to come back, or you think he's lying?
No, I think he's telling the truth, but I thought when he came back that he was like, oh, I have a way for that not to happen.
There's a loophole or something that only he could figure out.
But he's a liar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I think maybe if he wanted to, he really could, but he obviously doesn't, especially after what Bonnie has done to him. So how are we going to get Elena back? Because I thought I knew now how we were going to get her back, but now it's different, and I am not, like, I don't want Bonnie to die either.
I was scared in that moment that she was going to.
I don't know if we're going to lose her. I really hope not.
Well, I mean, Enzo said to her when they were together, are you happy right now?
Yeah.
Which really scared me, because she said yes. And
she's only happy when she's with him.
In this alternate universe.
So does she have the power to just, like, you know, die and put herself into the psychic realm as well?
Maybe, probably, yeah.
But she know what she did to create that? She just screamed, you know? She had all this emotion when he died.
Maybe now that she knows, obviously after Cade showed her how to, like, get into that psychic world, now she... I don't know, though. It's like, but once you're dead, can she do that? Can she... just, like, jump into her psychic world?
And,
I don't
know. Kayla Wynn said, the death in the finale is not Bonnie. That's too obvious. I agree. I don't want it to be her. And I think that now she's going to be so powerful. Everyone says she's the next devil. She's the next Cade. But I do think she might wield that power to kind of wake Elena up, have her still be alive, and create the other side that was originally created by Bennett, which is in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is hell.
Yeah. When this whole thing happened and Damon was already dead and he was in this little in-between, and Kai said to us early on that if you kill the devil, hell goes along with him. Clearly that wasn't true. But Damon just came back from the dead when they killed the devil.
I was confused about that situation, too. He was just like, after that happened, I just kind of plopped back in.
It was a bit annoying, and I would not be happy with it if it wasn't the last three episodes. Yeah. I think I'm just letting things slide.
Do you think, like, he should have maybe stayed dead at that point?
Well, I think, Kate said at some point when, you know, when he was standing in that world, and he's like, you know, Damon, where are you? And when he comes, he explains, he's like, I have you in this...
In between.
You're not in hell yet. You're not there completely. So maybe that's why, because physically bring him yet?
But wasn't that what the other side was to begin with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This in-between?
Yeah, and then that got destroyed, and then people just went straight to hell. It's very confusing, and a lot of people comment in the chat and on YouTube and tweet. It is inconsistent, the folklore, and I do know that the writers have changed, and you know what? It is what it is. I just want them to bring back the stuff that we love, so I'm willing to look over it.
Yeah. Well, I like the brothers moment at the end, too, when they killed Cade, and they were talking about, you know, Damon... He brought out the bottle that he was going to give at the wedding, and he just kind of really gave advice to Stefan and talked sense into him, like, you should stay here. What are you doing? Like, you know, I'm going to keep you around as long as I can. And when Stefan said to him, I'm going to die one day, you know, and you're going to have to accept that, I was just like, oh, no, that's going to be so hard.
But I love the point he made. He's like, but you're not going to die today, you know. I need you around. And again, you guys, this is when I started crying. It's just tears were flowing down, and it was a beautiful moment, and I'm glad we saw it.
I love the relationship of the brothers and those scenes that we see throughout this season, and the comment in the chat earlier about them, you know, their relationship being a very important point this entire season. I want them to be together and happy in the end as brothers, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, Julie Plec has said that time and time again, especially after Nina Dobrev left, that this story is about the brothers and their love for each other. At the same time, I mean, they love Elena. Elena is the center. I don't care what anybody says. She started this story.
And Cade even brought that up.
Yeah.
He definitely did. I think that they'll both always love her. Obviously, Damon has plans, too. He said marry her one day. You know, he...
But, like, does he really plan on figuring out the cure situation for himself? Does he want that?
He never wanted the cure, remember? He wanted to just...
So, well, maybe he's going to be kind of like his brother. His brother's human. Caroline's a vampire. It's kind of the same situation, but the
so, like, lower them. Talk about 50 years from now, they're just going to be with old people, and there's going to be two really hot people in relationships, and they're young, and then it's going to be oldies.
Well, let's just talk about that, though. The Stefan and Caroline thing. He got some sense talked into him, and then he goes and proposes to her, and which is the better proposal than the first one. Remember the first one?
Oh, my God.
Way it was better. Just so awkward and weird, and this one was just perfect and beautiful.
And surprising.
And surprising. And Caroline brought that issue up. Listen, you're human. What, you really want to be with me? And he said, yeah, I want to be with you. I want to grow old with you. I want to take care of your kids. I want to be the
your
best
kids,
man.
Kids?
I want to be your best friend, girl.
Until the day I die. Like, oh my gosh. So cute. And I really do think that the show is planning for them to be together.
I think Katie put herself in that situation. She was like, oh, I
saw myself.
Right now. Yeah,
she saw herself. But do you guys think that if Caroline had the option to take the cure, she would?
To be with Stefan?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
She really likes being a vampire, though.
I know. It's like a big... It is who kind of like she was meant to be. It's her identity now. She found her strengths in being a vampire. So it's kind of sacrificing who she is to be with a guy.
I think she loves him that much, though. And, you know, earlier when she was talking with Damon and she compared herself to Elena and said, yeah, you thought you were bad for Elena. Stefan thinks he's bad for me. But she just loves him so much. Yeah. So I think if that were an option, I think she probably would. You know, she says yes. They're going to get married, you know, but be in love for however long they can.
Well, my biggest issue, though, with the whole Caroline thing, and it always has been, is she seems to put men first. And, I mean, if she does this, she has built so much on being a vampire, and she's learned how to do good, how to actually make things better by being a vampire.
I don't think it's going to come to that point, though. I feel like that storyline is probably not going to happen. I just feel like if they are together, hopefully we see that. It's Caroline, like, staying a vampire and accepting the fact that Stefan's human and loving him until he grows old.
Well, I know there's the whole thing about possibly Caroline dying and the finale.
Yeah.
So
well,
that
we're
could
all,
ruin everything.
I mean, what if she does? She's like, I will be human for you. Turns human and then, boop, she dies.
Well, but there's no option for that unless there's like, oh, there's another cure.
Yeah.
You can't, there's only one cure, you know?
But, okay, again, maybe I am just like, not very smart with this whole cure situation, but it doesn't make any sense to me because all they need is a little bit, and people have blood running through their systems, and it's all of the blood.
They have to take the whole dosage of the cure. You can't, like, share the cure. Remember, you have to take the whole dosage, but the confusing thing for me was, like you said, your blood's flowing through, so it seems like the cure would just kind of go everywhere.
It's all of your blood, I thought. So, I mean, if you lose a couple pints of blood, you're fine.
Yeah, because, I mean, otherwise, how would have Stefan been? How did he become human? Because not the whole cure isn't in him.
Yeah, the whole cure. I think somehow.
So now Elena doesn't have the cure.
Right, she doesn't have the cure. So she. That's why I'm saying she aged, but just a couple years because she hasn't been a vampire for long.
Oh, okay.
Stefan would have to die in order for some. Well, you know, because he'll be like 200 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why nobody can take the cure from Stefan. You have to take the entire dosage. I remember when the fact was that there's one cure, it's not like you can share it. Let's all sit around the table and have a little bit of this cure.
And that's why Bonnie was so set on the Enzo thing, and there's only one, and then after he died, she used it on Stefan. Does not make sense to me, even though, you know, vampires aren't real, and the cure isn't real. But for me, I'm like, technically.
Yeah.
It does, you know, it should be all of your blood.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Huh.
I want to talk a little bit about the girls and their magic going crazy, and they started a fire. They're so cute, though,
their
those scenes with them.
When they're wearing the dresses, too. I was, like, obsessed with that scene just because it's obviously, like, the flower girl dresses, and Mommy walks in.
Yeah.
And it's like, in her mind, that's not happening anytime soon, you know?
Yeah.
It was a sad situation, but it was really cute too, just seeing them, like, you know,
I know,
frolic around.
We find out that they're doing this at school as well.
got kicked out.
And so that whole theory about Kai coming back 3 days ago and the girls' magic going haywire 3 days ago is out the window, because they've been doing this for a while.
Yeah,
starting fires, they're out of control.
Like, and then the teacher was just like, they need to be expelled because they are witches.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, weren't they freaked out? Weren't they thinking, how can these children start fires and just throw things around the room?
Yeah. What's going on here?
I would love to see, like, you know, just kind of like maybe a little web series of the girls at school.
Yeah, but remember the whole Gemini spinoff? That would be so fun.
That would be really fun. Yeah, it would be a lot of fun.
Although I don't know how many there are left. Maybe just two. Maybe just the twins, right?
And Kai. And I liked that Kai, he's like, I get it. And he talked about Jo being this, like, Pollyanna. Mm-hmm. Every time she does anything, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. But the girls are out of control, and he understands them.
Yeah, and he, although he still wants to kill them.
Yep. Not even a little soft spot for his...
I mean, the only thing he said, too, when he was on the phone with Rick is, like, he wanted to kill them because, you know, the Gemini coven wasn't very nice to him. But I thought he would want to kill them also because one day one of them is going to take over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that, I think, was the whole thing, especially with Luke and Liv back a couple seasons ago. He wanted them both to die.
Mm-hmm.
These girls. But I really liked how we saw... I don't want to go into it too much, but, like, Bonnie was telling Kai, like, you know, the girls helped me get you in here.
Yeah, so,
you know,
more Geminis screwing you over,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day.
These girls are going to be very, very powerful little girls.
And I love that Rick tricked him. I knew it. I was screaming at the TV. I'm like, the cave, it's invisible. And I thought, where did they hide, though? Where did they go? Because he said, listen, you know where to hide.
I don't know.
Oh, not under the bed.
No, but when he was in the cave...
Where were they? Because he said, you know where to go, and obviously...
Maybe it's Invisique.
Ah!
Ooh. Perfect.
That's probably what it is, honestly.
It's like, you know, I wish I could tell my kids that one day. It's like, if a robber comes, Invisique. You just become invisible.
Right.
Do that, kids.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work, just except for these twins. But so Rick, you know, he goes to hit Kai, and he tricks him, and he says, this one's for... the girls, this one's for me. And then I wanted him to say, this one's for Joe. I know Caroline came in and did it for us. I wanted Rick to do
it. Yeah, I did too.
I kind of liked it because it made me feel that Caroline completely respects and still, you know, remembers the situation. Because forever, I thought to myself, it's not actually their real mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that she is in so many ways, but it was Joe. And I almost felt like the whole Joe thing was really dropped fast and it wasn't... talked about. I think it was because of the time jump and everything, and I'm really glad that Caroline admits that, and I do think it will come because she's supposed to be in the finale. And I am nervous about that because I feel as though Caroline is gonna, you know, say, well, if I have to die or something, at least they have their mother back now.
Ooh, that's setting it up even more now for Caroline dying.
I know.
Wow, you guys, I'm not ready for that.
Give me the chills a little bit.
And Caroline, you know, Rick wants to do this whole school, and he wants to be teachers with Caroline. This sounds like Hogwarts, you guys.
That's exactly my first thought.
What other children are there?
Right?
And also how, like, when I was watching the scene, I was thinking, I was like, okay, so you want to make this school for other magical kids.
AKA Hogwarts.
How are you going to, like... get parents or kids, you know, are you going to put, like, a magic school outside of the armory? Well, like, what are you going
to
say?
And he doesn't even know how to handle the girls. At this point, they're saying, Caroline's wondering, like, hey, are we, you know, is it us as parents? Are we kind of making them, you know, they're emotional, whatever is going on with them? Is it our fault? They don't know how to handle the situation. So is he going to do research? Where is he getting, weird, but... it's cute that he wants to help them out and start a school.
It's just called homeschooling.
Yeah.
Just the two girls. I don't know who else is who's going to come through, you know?
I mean, I do like that idea, and we do know that Alaric will be in the originals at some point. I think I've heard the first episode of the originals, so maybe it's going to have to tie in with Hope, because she really is the only other child
school too.
That we know that needs to, you know... have some bringing in here that need some help. Because I'm thinking of, like, what other children do we know that would go to this school? Hope.
Classroom of three kids for now. Until maybe friends of friends hear about it. Friends of the originals,
maybe.
You know, in New Orleans. Something happens there. And
I'll tweet about it, you know, if anyone wants to go there. Like, they know where to go.
Kai can tweet about it from, you know, the psychic world.
It's Hogwarts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is. And people are complaining in the chat, but they're also, like, excited about the whole Hogwarts situation. I want a spinoff and I want it to be...
Maybe that's just, like, a little baby setup in case they want to go that way.
Or in case they need to, and I do think it's going to tie into Hope. Especially because we know he's going to the originals. Why else would he be going there? Except for Hope, because now he's established this whole thing with kids.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I want to see that. Let's end this talking about this little prison world situation. And I love that Bonnie did this to him. And
me
his,
too.
His karaokeing, you know, the song that he loved. What was it called? Heaven. What was it called? We see him
in the beginning,
knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, he doesn't want to be in hell. He's knocking on heaven's door. That was so hilarious in that moment. And it looked like he was having a fun time at that bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she puts him in that bar, only alone and chained up with a song that he hates.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually love that song, so.
Yeah.
But imagine just listening to it on repeat and repeat forever. Oh, Kai.
Is the date going to restart? Because she says, listen, there's no eclipse to get you out this time, and you're stuck here. Is the day going to restart like it was, or that was just an eclipse thing? Because I was thinking, he's going to starve. He's going to starve in the chair. Does he...
But,
can he die in this prison world? And but you can't die in a prison world, so maybe he starves to death and then wakes up and then dies again.
Maybe.
Is that how it's going?
It's just, like, continuously starving and dying. I mean,
or
that
maybe,
is actual hell.
Yeah, that's actual hell.
So it's... Oh, man. Nobody's peeling his skin off, though, remember?
At least he's not on fire this time.
Yeah, right. Not on fire. And Bonnie, you know, Bonnie's hell is a bit more tame.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, we're going to play a song and chain you up.
Yeah.
And see what happens. We're not going to have someone eat your skin off.
Yeah, and he was so scared of Cade. Maybe he's so scared of Bonnie now.
He better be scared of Bonnie.
I love how he just still kind of loves Bonnie. He kind of flirted with her a little bit throughout this entire episode.
And last episode, too, we saw it a little
heart,
bit.
Yeah. I do enjoy that, and I'm glad that people are finally realizing that Kat Graham, because now that Nina Dobrev is gone, you know, and of course Candace Akla is beautiful and sexy, but Kat Graham is gorgeous, and it's about time that people start realizing how awesome she is.
Yeah, definitely.
She's such a good actress, too. All these emotional scenes that she does it really well. Well, Kai said something, too, in the prison world that said, I lost a bet. What did that mean?
I was going to say with Kai. Was it with
Kate? Catherine.
It was with Catherine? Okay,
was
what was
Catherine?
Their bet, though?
I don't know.
Will we find that out?
I think who is going to be the devil next if Cade dies.
So maybe it was one of them, too?
So he thought, I think it's going to be Bonnie, and...
No, I don't know what the bet was, but all I do think is that Catherine won and he lost, and I think they both knew that hell would be in good hands with either of them.
So who chooses it? Who chooses the next devil? So was it like, would it have been Cade who chose?
How did
the next...
Catherine become?
Yeah, that's what I'm confused about. How is it that Catherine is like the next one? Is it just because she is the baddest bitch around? But
I mean, okay, when I found out it was Catherine, I thought everyone should be relieved that, you know what? She's very easily manipulated by her heart, even though she's evil.
Stefan.
But at the same time, it's now you're, like, the devil. And when we saw Cade was, like, you know, a sweet person before he became the devil.
Catherine being the devil is amazing.
I think it's the perfect ending to this.
Well, and I do, and I will say, I hate when they lie to us. Like, specifically the writers, producers, straight out say something that is a blown-out lie. When Catherine went to hell... one of the writers, I'm blanking on which one it was. It was not Julie Plec, but she said that we are not going to explore hell. We will never see Catherine again, and she's just going there. And that was, I mean, how many seasons ago did Catherine go to hell? 2 or 3?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm glad they're going back there because I always thought how cool it would be to follow her to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think right now. Who said that when Cade dies, that hell goes with
Kai.
Him? Oh, okay.
So that was a lie right there.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think I'm really excited about Catherine being the next devil.
It's the perfect role.
I know.
Sexy devil, I will say.
Let's jump into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
So, the previews, we've got a wedding happening to lure Catherine out. And I really honestly think she's not going to come until the end.
I don't think so either. Yeah, I don't think we're going to see much of her until maybe the last episode. But I don't know, like, what we saw for next week, was that going to be, like, the wedding already.
Yeah.
And so they think that this is going to drag her out because she loves Stefan. And yeah. I'm worried about, is Caroline going to die because Catherine's going to kill her?
Because jealousy.
That's what I was thinking.
If Caroline is the one to die, is that how it's going to happen? And you guys, I forgot to mention that when you guys saw Elena's face, right? Did you see Elena's face when she was in the coffin and Damon opened? I screamed, oh my God, at the TV, and I started hysterically crying.
Yep.
Oh my God.
That's only a little preview of what we're going to get.
Yeah. It's amazing. I do love that.
I'm so excited. What other predictions do you guys have for the last two episodes ever of this series?
I don't know. I'm saving a few. I saved a few things from the chat, actually. Yeah. We have some very interesting information. I don't know if it's official. First and foremost, Vicky Donovan is coming back. We know that. And people say she will be playing Catherine. There have been a bunch of people in the chat that have said that.
So she's, like, jumping into bodies now, Catherine. She's, like, running around, and then we won't see her until...
Maybe Nina Dobrev was like, listen, I'll come back. I'm not just going to be doppelganging it up, you know? Mm.
But why? Give it to us. We want that. I don't want to see her in another body.
I don't think it would be a good idea to bring her back as someone else.
I do love Vicky Donovan. I love her very much. I don't know how I feel about that. But I also see here that people said in the chat that Kelly Donovan is coming back next week.
Hmm.
Which, you know, it's Kelly, right? There, no, is it Kelly? Yeah.
Mom?
Yeah, Mom.
Yeah.
Julie Cooper from the OC.
Yes.
She will be back in next week's episode, and I did see scenes from that, so I'm super excited about it. And I think that when Elena does come back, it's going to be all messed up. And it's not... Either she'll have her a memory loss, or she will kind of, like... I don't know. There will be something wrong with her.
I hope not.
I hope not either. That'd I hope she so only sad. Aged 2 years, and then we're golden, and she's good.
I hope those memories are still there, because if that's the way we end with Elena, that's just going to be very sad.
I know. Well, we'll see. I'm really excited. There's going to be a lot of tears, and
I'm already choking up.
It's going to be here before we know it. Where can everybody find you until next week?
You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And I just want to thank Luna B Jewelry for this awesome crystal necklace. And I just want to thank Katie Campbell as well.
Katie, guys, don't. You, I am leaving for a couple weeks. I'll be out of town, so I'm not going to be here to talk about this show with you guys. This was my last after show for The Vampire Diaries ever, which is really... heartbreaking. Really,
but you will be Skyping in for our finale.
And I plan to Skype and watch with you girls as well.
We're going to do a live Periscope when we actually watch the finale on that Friday night, and she will pop in as well. But this is your last live in-person
show. I know. But you know what? Tweet me. You guys find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's. Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. Stay in touch with me. You guys have been amazing fans this whole time. This is my third season doing the after show, and I love you guys, and I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss the show. I'm going to miss you guys. So thank you so much. And, of course, find us everywhere at AfterBuzz TV, iTunes, SoundCloud. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Give us that 5-star thumbs up. Leave a comment. And check out our other after shows, because there's some good after shows out there.
Yeah, we have Riverdale, which, you guys, I think is the new Vampire Diaries. Quite honestly, it's amazing. I am on the panel, and it tapes on Thursdays at... 9 p.m.
I've heard really good things about that show.
Yeah. Well, we got Supernatural. Mm-hmm. That one's another one. What else do we have?
Shadowhunters. That's a great one. We take that on Tuesdays. It's 6 o'clock. So, check in with us. And I know that Katie is still going to be around, friends with us all. So keep the conversation going. And I know it'll warm her heart so greatly for you to keep on tweeting her with your theories and thoughts.
I'm going to be tweeting while I watch the episode. So let's live tweet, you guys. I'll be there. So thank you so much again for tuning in. And see you guys sometime. Check out another after show. See them too next week. Love you guys so much. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.